kua tai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, it's right. It's time for our show sponsored segment on a Tuesday. Don't know why I'm singing like that. It is time for the Scorpio Book Spotlight, one of my favourite segments of the week. We got Kezia here. How are ya?
Great. You're back.
Oh, it is fantastic to have you back. You're looking so good. I've just noticed the earrings. Yeah. Are they little leaves?
Yeah, little autumn leaves.
Lovely. Well, it is autumn, right? It is, right?
It is autumn.
I forgot for a sec. How are you going? How's life? You well?
Yeah, I'm well. Life's going. As it
life's lifing. What's our book today? Something about ghosts?
So it's Enter Ghost by Palestinian author Isabella Hamad.
Ooh, yes. Let's go. Dive in. Tell me about this book.
So this book was first published about a year ago, I believe, but it's just recently been shortlisted for the Women's Prize for Fiction, which is very exciting. I think the winner for that is going to be announced sometime next month. But it's about Sonia Nasir, who is a stage actor living in London, and she goes back to visit her sister Hanin, who lives in Haifa and works at an Israeli university. And while she's there visiting her sister, she's introduced to her sister's friend Miriam, who is a stage director, and Sonia kind of gets roped in to being a part of this production of Hamlet in the West Bank.
Right.
Hence
Love
the title
already.
Enter Ghost, which is a line from stage direction from Hamlet. Yes.
I love that Enter Ghost. It's kind of cute in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, and this book very much is about theatre, and so you have all of these very conflicting, clashing personalities. Cast has...
Is there lots of that sort of theatre jargon and stuff?
A little bit, but it's mostly just, you know, you have the older members of the cast who have their way of doing things, and they kind of chafe against the younger members. And
say no more, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of squabbling.
Love.
And this is a book largely about relationships, and so you have the relationships of the cast members, but you have Sonia's relationship with her sister, which is quite uneasy and fractured, and I think it's very emblematic of a divide between Palestinians who live at home and Palestinians living abroad.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and there's also, contrasted with that fractured relationship with her sister, she builds this really beautiful friendship with Miriam, the director. And so you have those competing... Well, not competing, but you have those very contrasted relationships.
Yeah, right.
Because it's almost like she's building this relationship with the director while she's rebuilding her relationship with Palestine.
Right, okay.
And you also have, of course, her camaraderie with the cast, despite all the squabbling. And she does become a mother-like figure to some of the younger members. She has this growing romantic relationship with one of the other members. And so you have these relationships between her and all these other people, but then it's very much her relationship with herself takes center stage.
Right.
Because it is about herself as a Palestinian woman. She's in her late 30s. She's recently divorced. There are flashbacks to miscarriage that she went through, and she's in this place where life hasn't gone where she thought it would, and she's having to kind of reconfigure what she wants to do with her life and where her life is headed. It's very much a tale of womanhood. So you have all these very complex adult relationships, and then you also have, of course, her relationship with Palestine as a diaspora Palestinian.
Yeah, right.
And it's there's this kind of contrast between her life back home. So she's living in London and her father lives in London,
right?
But he doesn't want to talk about Palestine. He doesn't want to talk about the past. You can tell that it's very painful for him. And she has obviously her theatre career in London, but then it's kind of like that's just theatre. But then she comes to Palestine, she's putting on a production of Hamlet in the West Bank, and you get this undercurrent theme of art as resistance.
Yeah, right.
Because I believe Hamlet is actually banned in Israeli prisons. It's considered a dangerous text because...
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's about this man who's quite angry and he wants vengeance and things.
Right,
and
okay, wow.
Yes, and so...
I never would have considered, like, that factor, but that's very interesting.
It's very interesting because I hadn't known that either and I wouldn't have assumed that. But no, and Hamlet is very much interwoven throughout the novel. There's...
Right, right, okay.
Like, dialogue taken from the play that is interspersed. And there are events that kind of mirror each other between the play and the novel. And then, of course, one thing you have with Hamlet, which you very much have with this novel, is there's this constant kind of sense of foreboding and dread. Because even when nothing is going wrong, there's this idea, that, like this feeling that something could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
It's this very fragile, sensitive situation.
Well, I know that feeling in a book. It's just like it grips you, eh?
It just
consumes you.
Does it definitely keeps you hooked? It's racing because, of course, this is happening against the backdrop of this heavy military presence, the checkpoints, surveillance. And the interesting thing about that, all of the surveillance, is that that comes across in their relationships. Is there's this sense of distrust among them at all times because you never quite know, you know, if someone's maybe working with. And so they're building these relationships in spite of that distrust, which I think is something quite beautiful. And it's the novel's really just a showcase of everyday life for Palestinians. And the way she writes the novel, the writing is such a powerful tool in this because it's so deliberate and restrained and unsentimental. You know, she doesn't use evocative or emotional language to evoke emotion in the reader. It's very matter of fact.
This is daily life. It's quite a skill to have, actually.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's really incredible. And it's there was one line that she wrote where she's writing about Palestinians, and she writes, "Those for whom constant calamity was itself the condition of normal life."
And oh, that's a punchy one.
Yeah, and that's the book. It's very much these are commonplace experiences. And there was one scene that really struck me. And it was early on in the book where Sonia is sitting in a cafe in Haifa. And an Israeli man at the table next to her strikes up a conversation. And they're just chatting. And then he realizes she's Palestinian. And there's this instant tension because he doesn't say anything.
Right, yeah.
But you feel on Sonia's behalf that there's this instant unease and this feeling that she needs to remind herself that she has to tread carefully
in
how
she
interacts
right.
with the world.
Oh, God.
Even just sitting in a cafe.
Oh, that's so stressful.
Yeah, and it's such a thoughtful and provoking book, and the writing really lends itself to that. I can definitely see why it was nominated for the Women's Prize.
Yeah, now when do we find out about that? Or where can you, like, find out?
I believe we will find out 13th of June.
Okay.
I'm sure Scorpio will be talking about that.
There
is a website for the Women's Prize.
And one more time... book title and the author?
Into Ghost by Isabella Hamad.
It sounds fascinating. And it sounds really quite delicately written as well. I'll be fascinated to read it. What a great choice this morning. Oh, I love this. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
How's Scorpio Books? Going well?
Going well, going well. We were really busy yesterday, so...
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. I absolutely adore coming in. I just have no money at the moment, so I've actually been...
That's the constant struggle.
I've actually had to, like... Even on the weekend, I, like, literally U-turned. I was going, and I was like, no, Liam... You're poor. Don't go. It's too easy to spend money there.
Yeah.
It's your it's that book you've got. It's a great coffee table book. It's bright pink. It's about Dolly Parton's like outfits.
Oh yes. I know.
It's something about rhinestones, it's called. I want it so badly, but I can't. Anyway, I'm gonna stop gasping now. Thank you so so much for coming in today, and thank you for the excellent book choice, Into Ghosts. To our audience, go to Scorpio Books. Have a great time. Go spend the money. I can't.